Oh, hello?
Hey, I still hear it.
You what?
I still hear the noise.
Okay, well, record it.
It's recording automatically. Is what I have to do is I have to handwrite myself a note on a piece of paper and tell me to look at the recording when I'm like in the morning.
Wait, so I have to wait the whole night to hear it? I thought this was going to be instant gratification.
Oh, no, we could do that, but I have to hang up with you so I can play it.
Yeah, that's fine.
So
wait,
it's,
what?
It's a lot more clear what I'm hearing now.
Oh.
I think
what do you think it is?
I think it might not be a dial-up modem.
Good call.
But no, it really does sound like one. It's like, it's kind of stuck on the area where you can't quite connect, and it keeps trying over and over, but there's a lot of noise on your line.
Do you think that it might be evidence of surveillance by the police?
Yes, I think they dial up modem into Google Voice to tap us.
No, seriously, maybe. Is that just high and paranoid?
Maybe. Hey, wait. Can we sit here in silence for... Okay, count to 20 in your head. And just don't say anything. Ready, set, go. Has it been 20?
I think I was at 14.
You count so slow.
Yeah, I don't know. My brain just moves slow, I guess. Does that mean I'm stupid?
No.
Okay.
I turned off that 8675309 song while we did that.
Oh, that's thoughtful.
It's still on the loop. It's got like 20 minutes to go.
Automatically?
Automatically what?
Oh, wait, where are you playing the music?
Oh, it's in the background of my room right now. I think
like
it's just,
you're actually playing it. Oh wait, internet connection problem. Oh, it went away.
It's because your dial-up's not connecting. It's kind of like stuck.
But I don't have dial-up.
I'm sure that has something to do with it.
But I don't have dial-up. You gotta believe me.
Maybe you.
Google has dial-up. Maybe that's what the problem is.
Google's running on dial-up. They get a lot of hard drive space though.
Yeah, evens it out or something.
Yeah. I swear it's there though. I know a really awesome way we could figure this out. Or no, I mean I could let you hear it. Do you think I'm just imagining it? Because I'm gonna feel retarded if I play the recording and it's not there.
No, I'm actually like fascinated as to what this could be because I'm convinced I'm under surveillance now.
There was this time last year where I was, like, laying out in the middle of this park while I was high.
Yeah.
And I was hearing this noise that was bizarre, and I knew it was there, and I was sure of it. So I got out my cell phone, and I recorded it. And there's, like, a recording of me just going, okay, there it is. There it is. There it is. Over and over. each time the noise happened. But on the recording, it's silent. There's, like, nothing there.
Oh my god, that's bad. That's like shit Flamute used to do, and he lost it. You might be on the path to crazy as fuck.
Oh shit, I'm close to being out of weed, so it's alright.
Okay.
I'm not gonna buy anymore.
That's good.
Yeah, it is. But you know, still, sometime when we hang out together, we should smoke in person.
Yeah,
but it probably,
like at DEF CON.
Yeah, maybe at DEF CON. I don't know if I want to be high at DEF CON, though.
If it's appropriate.
Yeah, I guess if everyone else is.
I've started getting used to getting high around people now.
Ah, yeah, it's still a nightmare for me. Wow, it just increased in volume. Did you move closer to something?
No! Okay, get back to your great idea of letting me hear this, please.
Oh, okay, it involves me turning on Skype on my other computer. And I have to turn off 8675309.
Yeah.
Here, wait. I want to prove to you that that exists, at least. Okay, listen. Can you hear it?
Yes.
It's just been looping that for 21 minutes now.
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here. I said it's been looping that.
Oh, I think it's just like a really shitty connection because you keep cutting out now.
Oh, also I'm turning on Skype on my other computer.
The connection speed between us is medium. Oh, now it's fast.
Okay.
It keeps switching.
Can I hang up on you and call you back? But it'll be like, you know, maybe up to a minute because I have to get my other microphone.
Yeah, whatever.
I have to figure shit out here.
Okay.
This is a big deal.
Okay.
Okay, I'll call you right back.
Okay, bye. Oh.
We're on the air, Samantha.
Hi.
Did you hang up?
No. I had to type in tinychat.com/phonelosers, but I muted my mic so that you guys wouldn't make fun of me for typing on
Wait,
air,
you're
like
on,
always.
You're on a laptop?
Yeah.
I think it's your fan and your laptop.
You just solved the problem.
It's the mystery.
The mystery.
Yeah, I think your fan sounds a lot like a dial-up modem.
I think your fan sounds a lot like... A fan doesn't even beep.
No. You'll see the similarity. I'm going to do comparisons. I'm going to get like a real wave file of a dial-up and put them side-by-side on charts and
Go
separate
ahead.
Colors.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I challenge you. Can everybody call in if you're listening to this?
Yeah, this is live on Wednesday, July 13th.
12:48 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
I'm RBCP, and this is facebook.com/thesamantha.
No, it's got to be phonelosers.org/io.
Can it be the Samantha? Phonelosers.org/thesamantha.
Like that. I could see how you could like that idea. For,
I could
like,
make like, you know, 20 different aliases of you, of your name.
It was okay.
Pretty much anything anybody can think of would go to your Facebook or Google
Plus. Oh,
that's
brilliant. Make my Google Plus redirect your 404 default.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is
that's brilliant.
You know, I think the brilliant idea would be for me to like get into my HT access file right now and start fucking around while I'm high.
Shh, don't say you're high when you're live.
Why not?
Well, I mean, it's evidence.
Evidence of what?
That you're using drugs.
I don't use drugs.
What are you high off of, life?
Yeah, the beer. Just the beer.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't know that slang term. That popular 2011 slang term for drinking beer.
Okay, I've made an MP3. I am now exporting it to my PC through the network that has viruses all over it.
Which may take a while.
It has viruses all over it, so it's got to dodge all those on the way over. Gunner says so.
Gunner. Did he call in last night?
Yes, he did. I completely forgot, but I was listening to the sound file this afternoon, and it's like Gunner called in, but I can't remember him saying anything.
Oh, like he just said a hey and then sat there?
Well, no, he probably said things. I just can't remember any of it.
Why?
I'm not allowed to say.
Because you drank some beers.
Yes, a lot of beers.
Which means you got high. Because that's what the kids call it these days.
I think so. And I have to be up on that, you know?
Yeah.
Up on the lingo.
Yeah.
Do they still call it lingo?
I don't know.
Shit.
I still call it vernacular.
That sounds like redonkulous. We're so hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I turned off my camera a minute ago.
Why? Do you have your, like, pants down now?
No. I'm just, like, being too happy right now.
Being too happy is definitely a good reason not to be on camera.
Yeah, we don't want people seeing that shit.
Nobody called us yet.
Oh, yeah, we didn't say the number. 505. Wait, let's do one of the drop things.
drop things? You'll see what I mean.
Oh, the drop things.
Okay. You're listening to The Phone Show. Let's go to the phones. Call in at 505-796-4020 or Skype us at phonelosers.org.
You think that'll make people call?
Yeah, I do. That's good. Did you used to work in radio?
No. No, that wasn't me.
No, I know, but, like, your knowledge of, like, radio show production is very professional, so maybe you had been formally educated, but you obviously just listened to too many radio shows and memorized the formats.
Too many wacky morning DJs.
Yeah.
Or something. I think I see this 20-second silence.
Okay, Bookapoo might call in because they just said, "Is this live?" And wait,
can you hear that right there?
Yeah, I heard it.
Did you hear that?
Shh. Yeah, I didn't hear a noise.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't gotten that far yet.
Oh, okay. But it was right before the 20-second silence, so you should have just kept playing it.
No, I mean, you heard me say ready, set, go, right?
Wait, what?
Wait, but the people listening to us aren't going to be able to hear that. It's just going to be me and you hearing it.
Oh, that's fine.
Who cares about them?
Yeah, I really need to hear this. Sorry, people.
Okay, I got to make it really loud.
Yeah. That will amplify what's not there.
Okay, did you hear the beeping sort of tone thing?
Okay, play it again.
Okay, but it seemed more solid right there. So let me stretch this out a little bit more, okay?
Okay.
I mean, louden it. You know, it's got to be volumized. Redonkulized.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Hear how it breaks up a little bit? Did you hear that?
Yeah, I think I heard it.
So you don't think I was hallucinating?
No, not anymore. Okay. I was getting close to it.
Oh my god. I didn't think it was going to be there. When I did all that, I just thought it was going to be not there at all.
Oh, I had more faith in you than even you did. That's a good sign.
Can we listen once more?
Yeah.
Okay. This is 20 seconds. Okay.
Yeah, I think there are two sounds, actually. The fan, I definitely hear that, but I think the beeping may be from something else.
It's got to be on your end, because I only hear it when I connect to you.
Yeah.
Who's Bookapoo?
I don't know. Oh, I should just get one of those Logitech headsets.
Yeah, you should. They're
the ones
cheap.
That I heard have been all the rage.
Yeah, I paid like $30 for mine.
Everyone buy from Logitech. Give them your money.
Yeah, or Rob will show you how to scam from them.
No! I thought we were going to have a legal show.
I'm not sure that's like really illegal. I think you're just taking advantage of their good-naturedness.
Trusting. Good. That would be cool.
It's like when they put out the little money tray and you take all of the money from it, but really you're only supposed to take a penny when you need it. He's just kind of being an asshole.
No. That's no. I don't like scamming and conning, meaning you're an asshole. You're taking from the rich.
No, it was just an example.
No, that's not a parallel example.
Sorry.
It's okay. I like to think of it as Robin Hood, so we can call him Robin Rob. Robin, that even works.
Hey, oh, Matt's not on. I want to call Laugh Track Matt and assure him that I'm still his friend, even though you think we're not.
Oh, Matt. I wish Matt was on.
He's not. There he is. Wait, it shows he's away, but I'm going to add him.
Where? It shows away? Oh my god.
But I'm going to try and call him anyway. Do we want him on? I mean, I know we don't like him.
No, mine says offline. Does that mean he doesn't like me?
Maybe. I don't think mine said offline. I think it just said he was idle.
So that means he blocked me.
No.
So why?
Why would he do that?
I don't know, but you can't argue with facts.
I mean, he's way, way down on the list. Wait. Oh, this little icon means offline with voicemail. So he is offline.
Yeah, see, you're not very good with computers.
The icon's green. It just doesn't have a check mark in it.
You're not good.
Why would it be green if it means they're offline? That's like a mistake on Skype's part, not mine.
What client are you using, or what version and
the latest one for the PC. I just updated a few weeks ago. Version 5.3.
Well, I'm using that too, but mine doesn't show solid green without a check mark.
Yeah, that's like 3 versions ago.
So how can the latest one and still have 3 versions ago's preferences?
What preferences? What are you talking about?
Why, like, I don't understand why it would be green without a check mark for you.
That's just the way the icons are now.
But they're not, because I have the same version as you do, and it doesn't look like that.
You just said you had version 2.
No, I didn't.
I have version 5.
I said I have that version 2, have version 2.
I see.
You idiot.
I thought you had version 2 for Mac.
For Mac? No. Version 5.3.0.120 for Windows 7.
Look what Book of Pooh says.
That's funny.
Hey, how come you weren't on the show last night?
I don't know.
You missed some insane stuff with... Like, Rappy McRapperson called in and his girlfriend.
Oh, sweet. And are they married now?
No, I just said his girlfriend. But listen, we called a convenience store. It's so great. I want to play it, but I don't have it edited.
Okay.
But she called a store and talked to this clerk forever and just got him to do crazy weird stuff. It didn't make any sense. But okay, the cool part is when she's like, okay, well, she said she's the corporate office, right?
Oh, yeah.
And she said, I need to talk to a customer because we need to survey a random customer. And she asked him some survey questions. And then she said, for your trouble, you get a free 12-pack of beer.
Oh, like just take it home?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and he actually left with the beer. We okayed it with the clerk and everything.
That's cool.
So we stole, like, you know, $10 or something from a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, that's definitely a good one to use. But I, for that particular end goal, I would much prefer the contaminated multiple cases to be picked up by employee.
Yeah.
So, for much better return on investment.
I really
definitely have to not try that in Vegas.
I want to do that.
Break the law. But if we did, we so would do that.
Yeah, I don't even want to do it for the free beer. I don't care about that. I just want to see if it works. Well, I mean, I know it would work. I just want to pull it off.
I want free beer. I know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the free beer would be nice, but I'm just saying, I don't necessarily care about that. I just want to see it happen.
Yeah.
I want to see someone walk out with a pallet of beer.
A pallet.
An entire pallet.
How many are in a pallet?
As many as you can fit on the pallet. I really don't know. That'd probably be like 100 cases or something.
No, I don't think 7-Eleven would stock that much.
We need to look this up online. How much will a pallet hold?
No. I don't know. Do you really think they go through that much? In Vegas, probably.
Yeah, over a weekend? Yeah, in the cooler, like where they keep all the milk and stuff. It's look in there, and there's like tons of beer stacked up.
That's brilliant. But we don't have a truck.
Yeah, or a forklift.
Well, we could use their forklift, but...
No, I think the beer people... I think they bring their own.
Because whenever...
Maybe this is one of those weird...
And I would...
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, it cuts in and out, so I don't know when I'm cutting you off.
Oh.
This time.
Go ahead. We'll say we'll say go ahead like truckers. We'll, like run CB radio. I hope nobody's recording this.
Oh, I was waiting for you to say go ahead.
Breaker 19.
Yeah.
Come back. Go ahead.
Do you read me?
Roger that.
Can I get a cactus?
cactus 10-4.
Loves it. Oh my gosh, you want to know what I found out this week?
Yes.
So I've been watching. I didn't say. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
I had been watching this season, well, there's only one, of The World According to Paris. It's a reality show based around the life of Paris Hilton. Shit. But before you make fun of what I'm about to say, there's one episode, and she talks about how much her mom loves making prank calls.
Yeah.
And we, like, show her doing a clip of her mom making a prank call, and she was, like, so good. And it's like, maybe Paris Hilton's mom has seen phonelosers.org. Go ahead.
Wait. Roger that. Roger that. So wait, it's Paris Hilton's mother in real life?
Yeah.
She has her own reality show?
No, Paris Hilton has her own reality show, and her mother was in it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's her mother, and
Roger
she
that.
Ended up being... Oh.
Ooh, you cut out. A little bit. But I get it now. I knew Paris had her own reality show years ago. Like, I didn't know.
No, but she has one now.
I didn't know. Yeah, okay. I didn't know that. I would never watch something like that.
Yeah, I know, but it's actually cute. Big 10 for...
Roger that. Good buddy.
Anybody seen Beak Poo around?
I got a Smokey on my tail. Wow, nobody's calling in. I don't get it.
How many? Are there still 10?
No, there's 6. It's
slowly
going down. Our ratings suck.
That's horrible.
It's probably just like 6 people that have fallen asleep. Or their computers like cross the room and they can't reach it.
Oh man, there's a whole Wikipedia of list of CB slang. And it's really long, dude.
Do you want to know what Wikipedia I'm on right now?
What?
Wiki/palette.
That's awesome.
I'm going to post it in the tiny chat.
Okay.
The Wikipedia article for pallet. I'm trying to find out how much beer you can fit on one.
Alright, is pallet a standard sizing system?
I don't think so. Oh, maybe it is. It looks like it is.
Did you even read the article? Or
I wasn't looking at dimensions, but I see, like, there's different standards. different sizes of palettes.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay, let's see here.
North American palettes.
And regulation.
There's regulations on palettes?
Okay. The International Organization for Standardization, otherwise known as ISO, sanctions 6 palette dimensions. And the one most used in North America is 1219 by 1016.
Hmm. 10-4,
so,
roger that.
Or 48 by 40. So now we have to look up the typical dimensions of a 12 or 24 of beer.
Oh, God.
And then we do some math.
Okay, okay, okay. Don't, you stay where you are. I'm going to look for dimensions of beer cases.
Okay. Let's do this, bitch.
12 pack. Oh, 12 pack, right? Is that, does that work?
Is that what they most often carry?
Well, we have 24 packs here, and sometimes 20 packs. But I think, for the most part, people get 12 packs.
All right, so 12 packs it is.
Okay, 12 pack beer dimensions. I always spell dimensions wrong. Okay, at answers.yahoo.com. What are the dimensions of a 12 pack of beer? After you shoot them down and crush the cans, not much space at all. Yuck, yuck. That's got 75% of the votes.
Wow.
That's the best answer. Okay,
no,
I'm
aren't three-dimensional, they're only bi-directional, or 2D.
Oh,
two
here it is. I got it. 15.75.
But wait, I'm not finished, so...
By 9.5.
I think that there is... We'll figure out how many can go, like, on one layer, but we don't know how many layers they may have.
I'm going to confirm the height dimension.
Dude, why don't we just call a 7-Eleven?
Okay. Wait a minute. These must be 20-ounce cans. Because the height of my beer can is only 6 inches. I have a ruler.
Is it your cock?
Yes. And it's exactly 6 inches.
No, seriously, why don't we just call a 7-Eleven? Like, that's what we do. We make calls.
That's right. That's right. We're still at 6 listeners.
Okay. This will be good, though, guys.
I wish somebody would call in and tell me if they can hear the dial-up noise on your end right now.
Oh, why don't you ask Bookapoo?
Bookapoo. Answer in Tiny Chat. TinyChat.com/phone losers.
Paris gets a pony. Why did he link that?
Because you were talking about her reality show.
Okay. Oh, he also linked something else. Should I wear my big African hat?
Okay. What's a good city of 7-Elevens to call?
Let's go with Alaska. No, let's go with Vegas, because we want to know how many people in Vegas carry. So we might as well get it on the right demographic.
This is so ridiculous. What the fuck's wrong with us?
We're very committed to the answer.
I don't even remember the question.
How many cases of beer are on a pallet?
The answer is going to be 42.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, it's yours.
Why me? I should play the fun show intro music. It's a show and it's fun. And it's also free.
Can you call a different one?
Yes, I'm doing that right now. Here it goes. I'm Bookapoo's our only listener.
7-Eleven, can I help you?
Hello, this is Bob from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Yep.
Here in Kickapoo, Missouri. And we need to know about your pallets there that you have the beer stacked on. We need to know how many cases of beer, how many 12 packs of beer will fit on a single pallet. And we need you to check that so we can update our records.
Okay.
Okay, so like if you just have a pallet, maybe you can give me an estimate. Or you can stack beers on the pallet and see how many will fit, you know, each stack. Did she hang up?
No.
Samantha. She hung up. Did Samantha hang up?
Oh, no, I didn't hang up. I was muted, and I was really confused, too, because it lagged a lot.
Did I say that wrong?
No, I lagged it.
Thank you for calling 7-Eleven. How may I help you?
Oh, hello. This is Bob from the corporate office. We got disconnected somehow earlier.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was just needing to check on those pallets and see how many beers will fit on a single pallet. Do you have a pallet of beer there currently, like in the back?
No, not at the moment.
What about in the cooler?
Okay, hold on. I have to go back there.
Okay, hurry the fuck up.
I love that. The pause. And what are they going to do? Slam the phone down in anger? Or put the phone down and go do it?
She's probably still listening.
Nah.
I think I hear her talking. She's probably telling her coworker, I gotta count the fucking pallets. This is bullshit. Tinfoil, roger that.
Whoa.
Oh, did you ever hang out with Tombstone?
No.
Why not?
It just never happened. I think he's actually a really big loser in real life. So he invited me to his, and I'm using air quotes here, party. Birthday party. And he said...
And he said what?
He's on a pallet. What's the trick question?
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, they're on rollers.
Rollers?
Yes.
No, rolling pallets?
No, we have little rollers. We don't have the pallets.
Oh, I see. Well, could you just estimate, like, you know, the size you think a pallet is, those old wooden pallets, you know?
We don't have those, so I wouldn't be able to tell you that, sweetie.
Well, yeah, but you've seen one before in your life. You know what I'm talking about. So if you just imagine a pallet and think about how many beers would fit on top of one.
I'm not sure.
I know, that's why you have to, like, close your eyes right now.
Can you do that?
She's gone.
Wow, I never expected her to give you attitude. I really, really liked the guy going, how many are on a pallet? Is that a joke?
Is that a trick question?
That was awesome. That's good.
How are we going to update our records now?
That was really rude.
Listeners, if you know how many beers will fit on a pallet, could you call in, please? 505-796.
What's a roller? If you know what a roller is, call back, too. What the fuck is a roller? I mean, just call.
Maybe it's just like a stack of 12 packs, you know, like a single stack. I don't know. I'm just guessing. I have no idea what I'm talking about. That's probably ridiculous, right? Isn't it?
What?
A roller for a single stack of beer.
I don't know what that means.
Of 12 packs on a roller.
What's a single stack?
You know, just a 12 pack. One single 12 pack per layer.
And how many layers?
What's a roller? Okay, hold on. I'm gonna type in roller 7-Eleven.
No, roller grocery equipment.
7-Eleven.
Okay, whatever.
Because some bored worker is going to... A burrito roller? It's
So far, all I see is hot dog rollers.
It's because you have bad search terms.
No, I don't.
Trolley or roller? Okay, hold on.
Well,
hold on.
She was calling it a roller, but you know.
Let's. Oh, roller basket. No, it's not a roller basket. No.
Beer wheels.
Beer wheels?
Yes, that'll find it. Oh my god, someone put beer cans on their car wheels. This didn't work out at all. Okay, beer wheels grocery.
Do you want to call me back on a real phone?
Why? To get off the air?
No, I mean, to call me back on a different number so that this lag can be gone, because it's really frustrating me.
Okay. You want me to just call, like, your 702? No, that doesn't work.
I'll give you a number in chat and just call that, and I'll answer it.
Okay, sounds good. I hung up on her. 10-4, roger that. Over and out. Smokey on my tail. She's not messaging me. Oh, wait. She's writing something. Samantha. What the fuck? I think Samantha just made up that shit to get rid of me. I'm pretty sure that's what happened. What a bitch. I hate her. Such a liar, Samantha. Wait, maybe she messaged me on IRC. That must be it. No, you're the best, Bookapoo. Okay, she just gave me a number, which I don't think's her cell number. I think it might actually be your home phone number. Doesn't look like a cell number. Okay. I'm adding. Add. Call. Wait, no. I did that wrong. Oh, shit. No. Man, I'm not used to the PC Skype. She's not going to answer.
Hello?
Oh, hey.
Hey. How does it sound?
Sounds fine to me.
Oh, okay. Still wireless, but whatever.
Roger that, 10-4.
Are we on air?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I've been on air, like, cursing
really
you.
Is annoying?
Is what annoying?
Can you hear me chewing?
I didn't notice it until you... No, I don't hear it at all, actually.
Just now?
No.
Oh, excellent.
And I definitely don't hear dial-up modem anymore.
Hmm. Interesting. What's this number?
7-Eleven.
Thing called 7-Eleven. This is James speaking.
Hello, this is Samantha from the corporate office.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. But we just needed to find out, do you have any pallets of beer there right now? Like, entire pallets?
Not that I see.
Like, not even in the cooler? You keep them on, like, wooden pallets?
No. The wooden pallets would be in our storage, and it's only some water that's on the wooden pallets. Other than that, everything else is just on little rollers.
Rollers? What kind of rollers?
You know, like, little rollers that for the beer and things of that nature, just to move everything around.
Like on the hot dog machine?
Yeah, like rollers that, same one, you know, casters.
Uh-huh.
What? Yeah, we have casters, we have just like little rollers back there so we can roll everything around. But as in pallets, the only pallets we have is the ones that would be in a storage room. And so it's just a little bit of water on there.
Oh, okay. And they also wanted me to ask you about your credit card machine, because apparently you've been having problems with transactions there.
Well, just the EBT has been slow, but it still works. It's just very slow.
Could you try unplugging it and plugging it back in?
Yeah, that's what we've been doing, and that does it sometimes, but I think it's just a system, you know, just being overwhelmed at the time when we put it in. It takes a couple of times sometimes to go through, but other than that, you know, it's still working.
Well, have you tried hitting the reset button on the bottom of it?
No, I should hit the reset button when that happens.
Yeah, well, no, there's not a button. Like, can you pick it up right now and just turn it upside down? It has like a gyroscope sensor thing inside of it, so it knows when it's upside down, and that's the reset button.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, no problem. Anything else?
Is it upside down?
Yeah, it's upside down right now.
You have to do it three times quickly, like right side up, upside down, right side up, upside down, just three times. Each one.
I hear something inside, like you said. It didn't reset, but...
Oh. I'm actually just a prank caller. I'm not really with the corporate office. I just wanted to see if you would do that.
You're crazy.
Your face is crazy.
Have a good one, man.
Bye.
I realized the problem with this phone. I don't have a mute button.
I didn't hear you.
Well, I had to, like, roll it away from my phone and, like, squeeze my nose shut.
Were you chewing?
I mean, from my head. Hold on, let me see. Is there a mute button? No speaker. There is a mute button. Hold on. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, you're definitely muting.
Is it a mute?
Yes.
I found the mute button.
Yay! I wish I had the cheer sound effect thing. Applause.
So, you're right. I may be an asshole. I'm doing a really big dick move right now. You want to hear what it is?
Okay, who's making a big dick move?
I am.
Okay, go ahead.
I took the box of Lucky Charms and I'm eating all the marshmallows.
That's like eating all of the icing out of the Oreos and just throwing the Oreo ends back in the box. Or
yeah,
the Nutter Butters.
That's a very good analogy.
Thank you. It worked better this time. It was more parallel than that other bullshit I was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what that was.
Neither do I.
I just remember.
Oh, I know what we should talk about on the next phone show.
We're on the phone show. We're on the air.
But it's Wednesday.
Let's talk about it.
Okay. I was going to mention it anyway. So
Bookapoo says about the 7-Eleven guy, he didn't click his heels three times and utter the magic words. I should have tried to get him to do that. It can sense when your heels are clicking.
So, as I was saying, as it's related.
I'm sorry.
The social engineering Capture the Flag is coming up, and I need to practice my skills.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I still have that email from you. I've looked over it once, I swear.
I need your help. Like, I want you to train me. I want you to listen to my calls.
Okay.
But
I'll do what I can.
It probably needs to be done during the day, now that I think about it.
Yeah, we can do something like that.
Okay. Cool. Now you promised.
Like last night on the show, you missed it. Roxy went out and went into a 7-Eleven while I called them, and she was acting all crazy and stuff. And I tried to tell the guy to give her the phone, and she was screaming.
How was she acting crazy?
She was saying, "That's a stalker. He calls me everywhere I go. Is he saying this? Is he saying this?" And like, because she had her cell phone up to her ear, so she heard what I was asking the guy.
Yeah.
And she's like, "He always asks everyone that. I bet he's going to say that, right?"
That's really good, actually.
Yeah, and then she went through a drive-thru and started freaking out about cactuses to the drive-thru person.
Did she get anything for free?
No, she was just acting crazy.
Oh.
It was pretty awesome, though.
That's cool.
But our original idea, and I think this is a pretty good idea, she's going to sit inside a McDonald's with her laptop and get on their Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And then I was going to call and pretend to be the corporate office and say, "Hey, this girl's been going around using our Wi-Fi and not ordering any food. So you need to go tell her to leave the premises."
How do they know it's her?
Because I could describe her.
But I mean, how did they know she was there at that time?
That's the funny part. It's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. But they'll believe it. Because we'll say we're the corporate office and they'll believe anything.
That's funny.
Because we were going to describe her clothing and be like, oh, yeah, we have access to all your security cameras.
We should do that sometime, too.
Right now. Go to a McDonald's right now.
Fuck that.
At 1 in the morning, 1:30.
I don't even eat McDonald's. I could go to a 7-Eleven, true saying.
No, that's the thing. You have to not eat anything there. Because that's why we're going to throw you out.
Oh, right. I forgot.
It means you bring your netbook with you, too.
Wait, I don't know if Canadian McDonald's has Wi-Fi. We're not that advanced.
Do you guys even have netbooks?
We could do a Starbucks for sure.
Yeah.
Especially since they're supposed to be all classy and shit. So, like, if they actually kicked me out and, like, we recorded it.
I thought you only had Tim Hortons there. I thought you didn't have Starbucks.
No, we have Starbucks.
Okay. Weird.
We have Tim Hortons, too. Fuck, I think I ate all the marshmallows. There's only, like, a quarter of the bag left. Just so you know, I didn't, like, do the whole box.
I gotta try and not eat tonight.
Am I really just disgusting you that
no,
bad?
No, it's not that. It's just last night I ate so much and I felt like shit today.
Or what did you have? Takeout?
No, a bunch of cookies. You know, just stuff around the house.
Okay.
Crackers. I don't have a lot of groceries right now.
Oh, because you just went, because you just got back.
Yep.
You get Pop-Tarts?
Yes. Still have those, brown sugar ones, I think, or maybe cinnamon.
Oh, that sounds so good.
I should go make one right now.
Shut up, I'm jealous.
No, that's the whole problem when I get high, though. I, like, lose all...
That's on. You didn't call Matt.
Oh, Matt? Okay, let's call Matt. Matt.
Did you forget how to work the computer?
No, I'm doing it. I just had to, like, go to my list and see where he was. Captain Crunch is idle. We should just be a complete asshole to Captain Crunch and make him, like...
I'm glad you finally recognize what idle looks like.
No, like, all the buttons up here are normal. They're what they're supposed to be. There's green, and there's yellow for idle, and there's red for do not disturb.
Hey, idle is orange, first of all. And where do you see red?
Idle's yellow. It's a dark yellow, but it's yellow. It's not orange.
No, idle is definitely orange.
I'm going to take a screen cap.
We can have a poll on this. Like, maybe your version's just fucked up, but it also made idle.
It's all the viruses on my Windows Vista.
Yeah, but they changed the color of your Skypes. The Skypes.
I think Gunnar put viruses on my computer.
Roxy says the Yelp.
The Yelp?
The Skype.
She's on IRC right now?
No.
Oh, you're just reminiscing. I see.
Yeah.
Good old Roxy. Well, yeah, Matt's not
like,
answering.
I was looking on the Yelp, and then everybody stopped to make fun of her.
We should call that one restaurant that said we were threatening them.
Oh, the Hawaiians?
Yeah.
Oh, they're always good. Wednesday night.
Somebody call in. There's 7 people on right now. It was down to 5.
Win some and you lose some.
PhoneLosers.org on Skype.
Or 505.
I could put Night Asylum on. Just kidding.
Wait, you didn't even... Oh, wait. Did Matt just not answer?
No, he didn't. It says it's calling right now. You know, it's attempting to call him.
Oh.
It's just not picking up.
Oh, maybe he's on the roof or something and the connection's sketchy. A-Freak's on.
Where? I don't see him on.
Maybe he didn't add you.
What a dick.
How do you
no, wait, I him? See A-Freak. He's down here on the bottom. And wait, what's it say about him? It says he's offline and it's... It's a white box that has a green border on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's offline. Except he's online on mine.
No, he's offline.
Oh, maybe that's because it's under his real name.
Maybe. Well, it's a weird thing to show you, you know, green if they're offline.
No, it's not green. It's just an outline.
I know, but it's a green outline. It makes me think they're online.
No, it's white outlined in green. That's not even close to green.
It's a thick. It's a thick outline.
It's not that. It's not as thick as to make it look solid.
Okay, there's these others that are outlined by gray. That's the people that haven't shared their details with me or are waiting for a ad.
Who's Leobi and Fitzold again?
That's Tombstone.
Oh.
He's on. You want to talk to him?
He deleted me then.
Really?
Because it says this person has not shared their details with you. But he's on. He used to be on my list.
Maybe you've just never chatted with him.
Yeah, I've chatted with him many times.
Oh, well, I don't know. We could call him and ask.
Hi.
I don't want to get him on, though. He talks too much.
He's probably not on anyway.
No, it says he's on. It says he's online. It's green. Not outline green, but green.
Tombstone's online?
Yes. Should I put him on?
He's offline and has not shared details with me. Oh my god, that means he blocked me. Yeah, you should invite him. Oh, then he'll see I'm here and avoid it.
He'll have your phone number.
Oh, he won't see I'm here.
Yeah, but he'll see your phone number. He'll see your 416 number.
My other 416 number, yeah. That's bad. You're right.
He's a stalker. Saucy.
Saucy?
Saucy. I don't even know who she
is. I know what I'll do now. I'll reset my stupid fucking modem. By putting
your dial-up modem that was making all that noise earlier?
I'm going to reset my cable modem and my wireless router.
Tabachi's on right now.
What?
Tabachi is on right now. We could call him.
I don't even know who Tabachi is.
Okay,
honestly.
Forget him.
He can... Oh, yeah, no. Wait until I'm not on this number. You made a good point, but I didn't even think of...
You're so paranoid.
Excuse me.
I put my cell phone number on here all the time. People never call me. Well, sometimes they call me.
No, even though, like, that could be in their history for, like, a couple of months, and if it ever occurs to them, they could have it.
Mr. E, he's online. I don't really know. Mr. E. M-R-E. He was around a lot during the whole Phone Winners thing, so I think maybe he's one of them, but I know he was on a lot of our conferences for a while.
Oh.
But he disappeared with the rest of the Phone Winners, like, after all that stuff happened. That was so great, that show, and you called in. And you were laughing about it.
You called me drunk, and I wasn't even drunk.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I always think you're drunk.
I can understand it.
That says something about you. Should we call a hotel or something?
What?
Should we call a hotel or something?
Okay.
Okay. Motel 6 in Las Vegas.
No, that's too... No.
What's wrong
with that? Hotels that are in Aspen.
Ashton?
Aspen.
Oh, Aspen, okay. Motel 6 in Aspen. Oh, wait, they don't have any. I'll just type in motels. Oh my god, there's one called Hotel Jerome.
Jerome?
Hotel Jerome.
You gotta ask if they're a colored people hotel.
That's racist.
Racism isn't illegal, but we're not racist. We're just being funny. So we can be trolls. We're covered under the weave conventions.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. That's so brilliant.
Or as they will come to be known in history. God, can you imagine?
That's the coolest thing you've ever said.
Aww.
Good evening, the Hotel Jerome Rock Resort. This is Jane. How can I assist?
Samantha has a question for you.
Go ahead.
That's
hello?
Hello, this is Gene at the Hotel Jerome. How can I assist?
What was your name again?
My name is Gene.
Gene?
G-E-N-E, Gene.
Oh.
Did you have a Gene. Question
what
I can help with?
What is your last name?
Collins.
Oh. You just didn't really sound like the kind of person I expected to answer the phone at Hotel Jerome, if you know what I mean.
Nope, I'm not certain at all.
I just expected more of like a Tyrone or a J-Rock.
More of an urban type of person.
Is this not an urban type of hotel?
Yes, it's dramatically urban.
Dramatically urban?
Yeah, that would be my suggestion. Do you guys have a specific question I can help you with?
Is that a suggestion that it be dramatic? Because I thought it was more of an observation.
Well, I'll let you ponder that in your own time.
You like big words. He outsmarted us, didn't he?
When I'm on beers. I just burst into laughter in the middle and then tried to compose myself like nothing happened.
That's what I was saying. I don't need to be doing prank calls in this condition. It doesn't work for me. Beer is fine. Just not beer.
Oh, beer. Yeah, man.
I'm drinking a beer still.
Still or again?
A beer. A liquid beer.
This is going to sound so great.
I've been drinking the same can of beer for like an hour now.
Oh, what kind of beer is it?
It's Budweiser. In a very July 4th looking can.
Charming.
Very rednecky.
How many beers do you usually drink a week?
Oh, not that much. Last night I had 4.
Oh, slow down there.
I usually don't have that much, even though.
Okay.
I don't know. 4 is kind of my limit.
Yeah.
By myself.
The binge territory.
At DEF CON, it's a little crazier, though.
Yeah, you might go 5.
Just watch
maybe,
me.
Maybe bring a shot.
You better take video if I do.
You're so crazy.
Video of me picking
up
beers.
You don't want your potential employer to find that shit. 5 years.
5 beers in a row.
They wouldn't look at you the same way.
I'd never get a job again.
I'm glad it'd
all be over for me.
Told you these things before you went and attempted such a stunt.
Thank you, Samantha. Roger that over.
10-4. Okay. We should call another hotel.
Let's call Hotel Jerome.
Again?
Nah, that's okay. Let's call the
we
sky.
We should call them in Aspen and ask if they can get us any snow. Or if there's lots of snow around. And just keep asking ridiculous questions, but with snow said suggestively.
You have to do it.
Me?
Yes, it's your idea.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, I can if you want, but...
Good evening. Thanks for calling the Sky Hotel at Kempton Hotel. This is Parker. How can I help you?
Hey, I'm just trying to choose which hotel in the area to pick from. And do you have time to answer, like, 5 questions?
Say that again.
The first
question
I have is your area, your hotel around a lot of snow?
Snow?
No.
Snow, S-N-O-W?
Snow.
No, snow's melted now.
Seriously?
Absolutely.
So there's no skiing?
Not this time of year.
Not even anything coming up from Mexico?
No, we have monsoons, we have rain, but no snow.
Rain?
Right.
No snow.
No
is
snow.
Rain like?
Yeah, rain is liquid snow.
Liquid snow.
Yes.
Does it cost the same at this time of the year then?
Well, no. Actually, it's a lot cheaper.
You don't rain need a, is cheaper than snow.
Well, absolutely. You don't need a gondola or special shoes. Pardon me.
Less of it.
Less of it.
Less rain. For the same amount of snow?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Imagine she was using air quotes when she said snow.
Pardon me?
And that'll help you understand.
Pardon me?
Air quotes.
Air?
Air quotes.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
When she says the word when she says the word snow.
Yeah.
Get it?
No, I don't.
We're being suggestive.
Pardon me?
Suggestive.
All right. I appreciate that. Thank you for enlightening me.
You're welcome.
All right. Good night.
I love you.
Same here.
What the fuck?
I made him cry.
What just happened?
I'm not sure.
Wow, he just mind fucked me.
Wow. The Mountain House Lodge. Wait, no, that was the Sky Hotel we just called.
Should we try Alaska then? Because I thought that there would be snow in Aspen.
Yeah, I kind of thought there would be too. I thought it was like
yeah, I feel retarded.
No, I thought it was a year-round thing, you know, like.
Yeah, at least like they were so far high.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
At that elevation, there would be anyway. But oh my god, I didn't know that.
Book of Pooh's being like,
you can learn things from prank calling.
That's true. Book of Pooh said he wanted you to pretend you were in a coma when you were talking to that guy.
In a coma?
You just got out of a coma.
That's good.
Next time. All right.
Or we can just call somewhere and start using arcane terms and references and prices and like, if they start asking like why we're being so weird, just say that it's because we were just in a coma for 10 years.
Yes.
See if they feel bad about making fun of us after that. Okay. What am I doing?
I'm gonna call an Alaska hotel.
Oh right, no, I'm also gonna open Skype because I wanted to test if this
Super 8. Super 8 in. How do you spell that? That one capital city, Guanu, Juno.
Juno.
Is it just Juno?
Juno.
It looks like Juno.
Oh my god, it's Juno.
It doesn't look like Juno.
Well, we can ask them.
Okay. Well, we'll see how they answer. We'll say we're from the corporate office, and they have to tell us.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Juno Super 8. This is Joshua. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Paul from the corporate office with Super 8 in California.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. I just need to know how to pronounce the name of the city that you're in.
Juno.
No, it's not like that. It's like J-U-N-E-A-U.
Yeah, Juno.
Why would they spell it like that?
It's the name of a person.
That's crazy. No, who is it? Like, what did he do?
Joe Juno. He, him and Chief Cowie founded Juno.
That's the gayest thing I've ever heard.
It's French.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking with the EAU, but...
Yeah, there's actually another town in America with the name of Juno.
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Well, you're fired, sir, and you need to go home.
Who is this?
And you need to turn off the lights as you leave. So it doesn't waste electricity. I'm your superior. If you want to know who I am, look on your paycheck and you'll see my signature. I don't appreciate being laughed at, and please leave.
Hang up.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
His career is over.
I'm so glad that I have finally been able to be right about something for the first time in so long.
You were right. It's Juno.
I know. I told you. I said it with confidence, but I wasn't fucking around.
Why did they spell it like that?
I don't know. It's pretty obvious to me that it's pronounced Juno, but maybe... I don't know.
Because, like, you know, French people, when there's an E-A-U, they don't pronounce it O.
Yeah, they do.
Nuh-uh.
Like, eau de parfum?
No, when it's on the end
water
of the word.
Water of the perfume?
When it's on the end of the word, the water. E-A-U.
Yeah, it's the same as a suffix and a prefix and a word.
No, but I'm only talking about suffixes.
Okay, Trudeau.
That's a bad example.
That's a Canadian Prime Minister's last name. Rideau Hall. The name was one of our parliamentary buildings in Ottawa.
Remember when you couldn't believe me when I told you that hospitals weren't owned by the government?
Wait, I thought that we figured out that they were. You just didn't think about it.
No, they get a little bit of support from the government, but they're owned by, like, nuns and stuff.
Nuns.
Nuns own all of the hospitals.
Nuns own the hospital.
They do.
Do they walk around in little nun nurse outfits, too?
Some places do.
Why do they have religious-based hospitals? Do you have to be Catholic to go to them?
Yeah, they won't let you in otherwise.
No, you're just fucking with me.
No, yeah, that's not true.
Yeah, no, I didn't know that. Wait, is it kind of like the school the education sector, where it's a two-tiered? Maybe there is a private sector and a public sector?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of that. Of both of those.
I mean, in hospitals.
Oh, in the same building. I'm not sure. I guess there were...
They're not in the same building. Like, are some hospitals just publicly owned and some are privately owned?
We need to ask some... We need somebody to call in and tell us.
We can call a hospital.
Yeah, we... Oh, we don't want to bother a hospital. Let's just call 911.
Shut up.
Let's call Matt. Laugh Track Matt. Mm-hmm. It's ringing again. Legend's on. We could call Legend.
Legend is indeed on.
We should watch a Netflix movie together.
Mm-hmm.
Just not Beavis and Butthead this time.
What?
Not Beavis and Butthead this time.
Oh. My hair's kind of going away. I might have to roll another one.
I'm not smoking anymore tonight.
My beers.
Your beer. That's what I meant. I'm not drinking anymore tonight. Except for this liquid beer.
Wait, when is this from? 1:45 a.m. Oh, that's 5 minutes ago. Legend says,
how's your high going away? It hasn't even been 2 hours.
It's not that good shit, I guess.
Oh. Mine's awesome. Hey, Samantha's calling. Hello? The dial-up modem sound is back.
Okay, what?
The dial-up modem sound is back.
I don't really care too much about the sound. I care more about the lag.
Oh. Okay, here's how we found out about lag. Let's count together. One. As fast as you can. One.
As fast as you... Oh, okay.
Now you say
but
two.
What if we don't... What if your fast isn't my fast?
No. You don't get it. I say one. Okay, now you say two.
Oh, but what if I'm just slow? What if I just have slow reflexes?
You won't. It'll be fine. Okay, here we go. One.
As a scientist, I need rigid controls or else I can't believe you.
I'll do a timestamp and we can listen again tomorrow.
A timestamp?
Yeah, I'll write down the time that we did this and then we can listen to it tomorrow and see how it went.
Yeah, but... Okay, whatever. Go.
One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
That one took long because I couldn't remember. Like,
I think we've determined though that we're not lagged. We're pretty fast. It's a good connection.
That's funny.
Everything's okay. Roger that, 10-4.
Oh, see, I even closed the tab of my CB slang. I wanted to end up using it, and every time you bring it up, I always have it closed. Shit, no! Do you have the, like, sad prices right? Yeah!
I was reading your mind.
Yeah, trippy man!
Okay, I think you just flipped a bitch.
Oh, wait. Here's one that you love.
The GPS coordinates is R. the GPS coordinates is R.
Oh, I want to call that guy. I wish I still had that page that I wrote her number on.
Oh, I have her on Facebook.
You're not going to be able to find her phone number.
Well, she obviously posted it once. That's how we got it.
Yeah, maybe it's on her profile, you know.
Okay. Why isn't it? Why didn't Bo Peep call?
I don't know. I forget this lady's name. This trailer lady.
It's Trailer Park Tina.
Yes, that's it.
And that was Donnie, or
oh yeah, I had this whole page of notes on them.
Did you have like their relationship in bubbles and like?
Yes, it was a flowchart.
Yeah, the Gerald family tree.
Actually, I'm going to look in my composition book. I'm pretty sure I still have that page.
I bet I'll find it first.
Oh, we'll just see.
Oh, wait, his name is Tommy.
Yes, I remember the name Tommy.
Oh, no, I think she got married.
Oh, no.
She has a different last name now.
Who'd she get married to?
Someone's last name Bateman. But her status says divorced. So maybe she got divorced.
Weird. Maybe she just changed it.
Oh, her picture is her leaning on a Ford pickup truck, wearing a moleskin jacket, and holding a cigarette.
Okay, on her info tab, does she have a phone number?
Oh, right. That's what I was here for. So I got distracted by her pictures.
I'm back to June 1st on my notes. I don't think my notes...
Yes, she does.
On Tina are in here. She does?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, you gotta tell it to me. Hold on 1 second.
Do you want me to tell it or paste it?
Just tell me. I'll try and type it.
Okay. 985.
Okay.
335.
Okay.
5315. What do we talk to her about? I can't remember what the joke was last time.
I don't even remember what we said.
Should have listened to the call.
She got really pissed off.
And she made up some name.
Oh, yeah.
Ask for Tommy, anyway. Yeah, Matt got her to, like, drop a name.
I wonder where Matt is. Oh, God. Fucking Tina.
You have reached Tina. Please leave me your name, number, and a brief message, and I will call you back as soon as possible. Thank you.
Let's leave her a message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording,
should we be someone official, or should we just be crazy?
For more options.
Crazy. Hi, Tina.
Hi, Tina. It's Roy.
Hi, Tina.
What you doing?
No.
10-4, Roger.
I got a ghost on my tail. I just said the same sentence you said, but transposed one word.
It's a smoky.
It could also be a ghost.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're just trying to get Tommy Seal's number.
So hurry the fuck up with that.
Hit me back on Facebook and let me know. Thanks.
And we're going to like hang up and call you right back just to see if you'll answer this time.
Good idea.
And maybe it'll turn into a hilarious prank call. And then you'll get extra pissed when you hear this message later. 10-4, Roger that.
We are the bad reminder the next day, kind of like a herpes outbreak.
Ha 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 ha. Oh, and also...
the GPS coordinates is R.
I love it.
There, I hung up on her. Okay, let's try her back. The GPS. Let's call that one guy that.
Oh, it's Tommy Seal's wife's birthday today.
Oh shit!
Oh no, if we got through, it'd be extra good.
Smoke weed every day.
Fucking Tina. Okay, one more time.
You just want to wake her up now.
Yeah. What are you typing?
I'm not typing anything.
I can hear you typing.
No, I really am not typing right now.
I'm hearing new sounds now.
For fuck's sake, there's no pleasing you.
You have reached final place for right. Your 9 number.
Hey, Trevor's on. Should we call Trevor?
Sure. Look at one of Tina Marie's status updates. Well, my youngest daughter, Chastity, which is a fucking white trash name in the first place, keeps telling me she wants me to have her a baby brother or sister. She knows mom can't have babies anymore. Well, Chastity, I finally got you a baby at 6 weeks old. Now this house dog can be your baby brother. Lol. I love my children. She was born in 77. What year were you born in?
72.
Oh, shit. So she's, like, so much younger than you, and yeah, she can't have babies? Younger. Oh, maybe she just got a hysterectomy.
Yeah, maybe. That'd be my guess. Bookapoo wants us to call up a whorehouse in Ohio.
Yeah, I saw that. That was stupid. Wait, is whoring legal in Ohio?
I don't think so. I think it's only Las Vegas. Or, I mean, Nevada, but not Las Vegas.
I don't care when you are
born. Is it legal up there in Canada?
I don't know. Not I don't know because I'm just ignorant, but because...
You're just telling me to fuck off.
No, there's a lot of debate going on around that subject right now.
Uh-huh.
So I haven't really kept up with it enough to know exactly. Like, it was decriminalized for a period of time, and then there was, like, a huge uproar again, and yeah, that's all.
Bookapoo says it's illegal in Ohio.
It says...
Oh, no.
It's a strip club. Oh, wait, no. 435.
435, that's Nevada.
Relaxation station. Oh, my God. Cover is 70. Oh, it's a massage. It's a rub and tug. 70 bucks each rub and tug.
Do they still have, like, people called call girls? Is that still...
You mean, is that their, like, official title?
Yeah, do they still call it that?
No, I think they call it escorts, but I'm not sure if they call it both. I just know that escorts definitely is, because I hear that one a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
By people trying to be politically correct.
Sapphire Club.
What do you think would be my escort name?
Samantha.
No, it has to be something like the name of a brand of car or a gemstone. I can be like Diamond Bentley.
That sounds perfect. We're calling Call for Girls.
I don't want to talk.
Me either.
What are we going to do?
No, we should call that
one. I don't believe in harassing sex workers.
That's true. They're just trying to make a living. Unlike those dirty motherfuckers at Super 8.
Please leave your name and phone number after the beep.
Dirty motherfuckers at what?
At Super 8. You know, they're not trying to make a living.
Yeah, but they're not marginalized. Oh my god, oh my god.
What?
Are you gonna... I'm looking at an escort site.
So am I. Well, I'm looking at the escort listings in Las Vegas.
And they're, like, they're not as pretty as I thought they would be.
You should see the one
that... And this is, like, the first hit.
The one that Jen used to have me harass on the phone show. She wasn't that good looking.
Oh, how did you harass an escort? You just looked up listings?
No, it's like somebody that she knew, and she had like Craigslist ads up all the time.
Good afternoon, girls and girls.
Hey, you're on the phone show. You're live. You're on the air. What's going on tonight?
I'm live on the air. I'm on the air?
Yes, on Cacti Radio.
Yeah, girls are gonna go rock. Yeah, what's going on? What is this, Comp 92.3?
Woo! How'd you know?
No, what is
it? It's 92.3.
Who is this, bro?
It is 92.3, for real.
It's not 92.3, but what do you guys, what? Come on, like, put me on a game show. Do a game show.
Okay, let's do a game show. Samantha, what game show should we do? Intern Samantha.
Come on, how Samantha. About the Wheel of Fortunosity?
Okay, you have to tell us the answer to this question. What frequency does 2600 hertz run on?
FM.
That's not a frequency.
Oh.
I don't know, they're quizzing me on stuff. Hey, I got a question for you.
No, I disagree.
You disagree that
allowed,
I have a question for
you're
you?
Not allowed to ask
well,
me any questions. No, I'm
what
not going
to
listen.
Nope.
You can't ask, you can't ask. I'm not listening, I'm not listening.
And you are retarded. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye. Man, I thought the game show noises were going to get them for sure.
Yeah. They were
like,
just...
I didn't know she was being sarcastic.
Oh, no, I think the girl was...
Oh, she just put the guy on.
Yeah,
oh.
she put the guy on and he...
That's funny. She's like, yeah. He asked me those technical questions. Get on here, Brian.
Weren't we going to call something in Ohio?
Oh,
the whorehouse. All right, yeah, I'll call that right now.
She wasn't, but the hick boyfriend was? Was, oh, sarcastic, I guess. Okay. I'm glad I have, like, normal people, normally social people to tell me when other people are being sarcastic.
Okay, I'm calling the whorehouse in Ohio.
I'm not talking.
Why not?
I don't know what to say.
Me either.
Okay, I'll ask them if they're hiring.
List all your skills.
Okay, they're not open.
We gotta call them a lot.
Hi, you reached Relaxation Station. Our address is 120 East North Street in Brooksbury, Ohio. We're open 7 days a week. On Monday through Thursday, we're open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m.
What do you know? A masseuse isn't open in the middle of the night. Fucking Bookapoo.
Hmm.
I hate him.
I'm looking at escorts now.
I should ban him from listening to the station.
None of these escorts have very expensive shoes on. And actually, a few of them seemed like they might have even shared the same pair. So that would be enough for me to realize that this would not be a place I would hire from.
Imagine what you could do with your shoes.
What?
Imagine what you could do with your shoes.
God, my shoes? I would bring all the boys to the yard.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Charlene is girlfriend experience. Oh my god, it refreshes every time I click. Okay, who is this? Rory. Girlfriend experience.
What a
pink.
Dumb name. I hate her name.
Well, another successful trip to Brad's Cactus Shack.
Look, these are the... Oh no, those aren't the same shoes. But they're still ugly black heels, like... I don't recognize them as any designer.
What was she thinking?
Well, it means they're obviously not making that much. Like, come on, girls. Come be hackers instead. Ooh, that one's pretty. And she's Mediterranean Canadian, whatever the fuck that means.
Holy crap. Is it time to end the show?
Yeah, you know what? It might be time to end the show.
Yeah. Should I play the sad music?
Oh, her left boob is bigger than her right boob. Sure. What did you learn today?
I didn't learn how many beers will stack on a pallet.
Ouch. Yeah. And I didn't learn what frequency 2600 hertz ran on.
Yeah. I learned that nobody's listening to us because nobody called in.
I learned that people don't care about phone people.
Nobody even answered. We called Matt like 7 times. Laugh track Matt.
Yeah.
And that other person.
I'm sure that wasn't a coincidence.
Yep. Fuck you, Matt.
Matt, I'm sick of your shit.
Don't ever call back, Matt.
This is the end, my friend. Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye, Samantha. Am I hanging up with you, too?
Sure.
Okay. Good. Okay. I was so tired of you.
Go kill yourself.
Die in a fire.
And kill Rox's dog while you're at it.
I will. I'll follow.
Bye.
Bye. I'm gonna go watch Star Trek now. I'm such a nerd.